There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're back now with more Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition. There's more to say about Greece. There's a plan in the works, apparently, for a haircut. According to the Financial Times, we'll tell you about what that means. It's not something you really want if you live in Greece. We'll tell you more about that. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And we've got Will Coley on the line with us from Muslims for Liberty, and it's Ian and Mark in the studio here. Will, you were telling us about this character who apparently ran for a state government there in Tennessee named Robert Daugherty, and that he apparently was planning among with other people, including an undercover FBI agent. This Daugherty character was planning to murder and basically burn down buildings of Muslims in New York. Is that right?
Yeah, well, there's an intentional community. I would compare it to, like, Bartow Farms.
Bartow Farms in New Hampshire?
Yeah, yeah. You know, like, they have multiple groups of people that live there. You know, multiple families live there. They have their own houses. And they're basically an intentional farming community. And...
of black Muslims, right?
Yeah, of African-American Muslims. Like, these are people that they've been in America for generations. They left the city in New York and moved to this hamlet in the country in the early 80s. And since a few years ago, they've been accused on multiple occasions of being some secret terrorist training camp.
Yeah.
No, and I mean, I know people that have actually been there that are right wingers that have done radio broadcasts, and they're like, "Yeah, it was terrifying." I mean, the jihadist chicken coops and the suicide bombing milk cows were just more than I could handle. You know, all of those frightening tomato fields, and this guy wants to go and is open about the fact that his intention is to go and to kill and harm the property of these people to, quote, defend the nation and world peace. And somehow it's not terrorism. It's not conspiracy to commit murder. It's not.
I mean, we've seen them treat, 20-year-old who writes some rap lyrics on Facebook like he was plotting to take down, the U.S. embassy.
He's still
like
in
that.
Jail.
Some of them have been released. Others, I'm not sure what their statuses are. But usually, you know, they treat them like they're horrifying criminals. And this guy,
there's one actually, in jail in Texas right now.
Is that right? This guy actually threatened people, actually threatened to burn buildings down and, shoot people to death. And
was in the process of doing reconnaissance work for the actual attack when he was arrested.
It's just crazy. Will, was there anything else you wanted to share? I did pull up a raw story about this that I can get out there.
Sure. MuslimsForLiberty.org. Oh, and thank everybody that donated for the Ramadan at Pork Fest event.
We should mention that.
See you guys again.
Yeah, it was. You were at the Porcupine Freedom Festival about a week and a half ago, and you were feeding people. How many servings did you guys give away? Because you charged during the daytime, but then after the sunset, I believe, you started giving away food for free. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. We had planned and we purchased to give away 3,000 meals, but unfortunately we were rained out for a couple of days, so we ended up only giving away about 2,200 meals.
Wow.
But alhamdulillah, the fresh produce and such that was left over, a lot of the campers took it, and then the ice cream man actually took anything that was left over to the local homeless shelter.
Sweet.
And donated it to the homeless shelter. So, you know, it all got put to good use.
Good.
Even though we weren't able to serve it all to the festival attendees.
Mission successful. That's Muslims, the number 4, liberty.org. And I imagine you guys are going to be coming back to Porkfest next year. What's next for you, Will Coley? What are you guys up to down there?
I'll be speaking at the Midwest Peace and Liberty Fest in August, inshallah, in Michigan. And then I've also been invited to address the Republican Liberty Caucus National Convention in Nashua, New Hampshire.
Yep. Oh,
in
cool.
October. So I'll be back up there and hopefully get to see you guys in the fall.
Yeah, I would love that. And thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the heads up on the story about Doggart, this guy, this character, Robert Doggart, who has now been released. Here's a story from Raw Story. I actually had not heard about this but prior to Will contacting me the other night and asking if I'd caught wind of it. A federal judge scuttled a plea agreement reached between prosecutors and attorneys for a former congressional candidate who plotted to massacre Muslims in a community identified by conservative media as a terrorist training camp. Robert Rankin Doggart pleaded guilty in May to one count of interstate communication of threats and faced up to 5 years in prison. However, U.S. District Court Judge Curtis Collier ordered attorneys who worked out the plea agreement to show that Doggart's plot was actually a true threat. According to the Chattanoogan, the government, said the judge, has not shown by clear and convincing evidence defendant's release would pose an unreasonable danger to the community or any particular individual. This according to the judge in this case.
Well, that's kind of what I would like to see done for every defendant. It's just that it looks remarkably like an old white guy, an old white Christian is getting, you know, the kind of treatment that a young black Muslim could only hope for.
A federal magistrate then reversed her earlier ruling and allowed the 63-year-old Doggart to go free.
Reversed her ruling. Doesn't that make you kind of, like, it kind of raises my little back of my neck.
He's going to be free until the case is resolved. So it's not completely over yet, but, you know, if he really did, well, who knows what this guy's going to do? I mean, obviously there's people watching him and paying attention to him now, but nonetheless, I mean, clearly he's being treated differently than a young person would be treated, than a Muslim would be treated, certainly than somebody of a black person would be treated. Investigators said Doggart, who ran as an independent last year for Tennessee's 4th congressional district seat, tried to recruit militia members to join his planned attack on a school and mosque in Hancock, New York. Doggart plotted the attack with several people, including an FBI informant, and recorded phone calls and discussed his plans in Facebook posts. Doggart said in one recorded phone call, quote, "When we meet in this state, the people we seek will know who we are. We will be cruel to them, and we will burn down their buildings. If anyone attempts to harm us in any way, our stand gunner will take them down from 350 yards away. The standoff gunner would be me," he said.
Wow, you're going to shoot people that are trying to prevent you from
burning
down
their homes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Doggart, who had gathered an M4 rifle, explosives, and armor-piercing bullets, traveled
to an M4 rifle.
Greenville, South Carolina, to meet with a militia member to recruit gunners. Quote, "If there's a gunfight, well, there's a gunfight, and I want to come home because I love my family, and I want to see my kids again," he told the militia member. "But I also understand that if it's necessary to die, then that's a good way to die," unquote.
I wonder if they have any guns in this intentional community. It sounds like they need them.
The judge, it is in New York, so probably not. The judge gave attorneys 21 days to file briefs that showed whether the recorded threats and other evidence described in the plea agreement amounted to a true threat, which federal law requires under criminal code, whatever the hell that means. A true threat.
Yeah.
Prosecutors argued that both the government and Doggart's own attorneys agreed the former candidate's actions represented such a threat. Federal Magistrate Susan K. Lee had initially agreed that Doggart, who was an ordained minister of the Christian National Church, was a danger to the community and a potential flight risk, and she ordered him held without bail until his sentencing. But she later reversed her ruling after Doggart's attorneys argued that he had overcome his addiction to prescription pain medication and no longer drinks alcohol. See? It was just the alcohol talking. I mean, it's the hardest drug known to mankind. Alcohol, heroin, I mean, it's bad, bad news. And now the congressman, the former candidate for Congress, he's gotten help. Well, he is done with drinking and has kicked prescription pain medication. Hallelujah. Let's let him out.
I don't disagree that this guy might be better served. Like, the nation might be better served if this guy had an ankle bracelet or whatever.
Treat everyone that way who makes threats against people.
Yeah, agreed.
The magistrate ordered Doggart to be released.
I want to know what a true threat is, and I want to know if he made it. That's really my question. Did we legally reach the level of true threat? Because I think threats are an interesting question in sort of the liberty sphere. What is a threat, and is it viable? When my son points a Nerf gun at me, should I be able to interpret that as his desire to kill me and therefore kill him first? Like, that's an obvious, argument from the absurd, but there's a point where a threat becomes viable, and I don't know anything but what I'm reading in these articles, and I want to know if this reached the level of a true threat.
All right, maybe you know what a true threat is. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Apparently, the judge isn't really convinced that threatening to burn down people's homes and shoot them to death is a true threat.
Discover how deep your American roots go for free this 4th of July weekend. Go to TryAncestry.com to get free access through July 5th. Visit TryAncestry.com anytime this Wednesday through Sunday, and you'll have free access to our collection of records from the original 13 colonies and with a new visual story experience. Celebrate this 4th of July and take advantage of this free access weekend. Visit TryAncestry.com. That's TryAncestry.com. TryAncestry.com.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Back now with more Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have waiting for you. Again, freetalklive.com. How would you like a raise? If you could get 20% off pretty much everything you needed to buy in life, would you consider that a raise? Because that's what we can give to you if you go to purse.freetalklive.com.
It's the economy, you know, many of the sort of personal income economist kind of folks say it's not what you make, it's what you spend. So if you're spending 20% less,
that could add up. In fact, for me, it has added up. I've been using Purse for more than, I think, about 6 months now. I've had nearly 24 transactions there, and I've saved over $500, over $530 at Amazon, which means I'm already getting some great low prices to start with, then knocking 20% off of that. Now, I can get 25% off. I've done that on a few occasions as well. I could get less if I wanted to. There's Purse Instant, where you can get an instant 5% off. Because you do have to wait for a little bit if you want to be able to get 20 to 25% off. You usually won't have to wait more than a day, not even 12 hours. In my case, the last time I did 20%, took 90 minutes to fulfill that order. You basically, you're paying with Bitcoin. That's how you get the discount. You can go to purse.freetalklive.com. This is the reason to use Bitcoin. You've been waiting for a reason to use Bitcoin. Saving up to 25% or more at Amazon, that's the reason to use Bitcoin. That's a great reason to do it. Go to purse.freetalklive.com. You get signed up there. After you get signed up, you can keep using their regular URL. But actually, if you give purse.freetalklive.com out to your friends, then that helps us too, right? So whenever anybody signs up under that link, Free Talk Live gets a very small portion of each purchase price because there really isn't very much margin when you're buying things through Purse. You're saving big, big money there. So go try it out.
So you're spreading the ideas of liberty through funding us, and you're spreading the ideas of Bitcoin, which consequently might just be liberty through the back door, with your family and friends. And all they really want to do is save, you know?
So try it, purse.freetalklive.com. What do you got to lose? Really, you're just going to save money when you do that. So purse.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live in Iowa. Hey, Keith.
Hello. Yeah, I'd like to chime in about this Doggart guy claiming he wants to kill people in the name of God. The worst part about it is I hear so many atheists that believe that. I don't quite understand. Because, you look at the almost a billion people who died at the hands of atheists in the last century, and the way that they structure it is, we were purging, and I don't believe every atheist actually wants to purge me,
definitely not.
Christian faith. But the problem is that there are people who think that because someone says that they're doing it in the name of God, or because the Pope says it, or, this minister or whatever, that it's actually in the name of God. It's not. The Crusades, that wasn't done in the name of God. That was actually done in the name of military interests of Europe.
Didn't the Pope support it, though?
So? The Pope is the man. He's not
okay,
God.
But
he
that's okay.
Some,
I didn't claim that it was God.
No.
Your claim was hold on. Excuse me. Your claim wasn't that God sent the Crusaders. Your claim was that it wasn't done in the name of God. And I would say that in fact it was. The Crusades were done in the name of God.
They were not. They were done in the name of a Pope and his ego.
Fine.
Well, the Pope says he's got a direct line to God.
Look, if you're going to blame the atheists,
we have not
disputed with you for 1 second. You're going to have to take responsibility for the crazy people that use God's name if you're going to expect atheists to take responsibility for crazy people that claim to be atheists while they kill people.
Yeah, there's all kinds of people using God's name to excuse murder, and there's all kinds of atheists who've done the same thing, done the reverse.
I kill Ian in the name of God, you can say that I am wrong for doing it, but you can't say I didn't kill him in the name of God.
But there's no place in the Bible, the Word of God, there's no place in the Bible. Okay, show me where.
But God killed people all the time in the Bible, and
God instructed people to take territory.
God committed freaking genocide. He killed the whole planet except for 7 people.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Sorry, man. You're going
to
have to get this
together. He might do it again.
Yeah, no, he won't. He made a little promise. Did you read the book?
Yes, I did. I know the promise, but he just said he wasn't going to use a deluge again.
Might well, that's what it means.
Oh, God, the lawyer.
Well, yeah, I didn't say what is means.
Look, I'm all for God, you know, your view of God or whatever, but the fact is that a lot of people have used God and used, you know, communist ideas and a variety of other things to kill people. Humans will use ideas to kill, and they'll do it in the name of whatever.
They sure will. Keith, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE if you want to join us here. I mean, I happen to agree that I don't, at least my God would not order people to kill. My God is a God of love.
Well, yeah, it's the same here. I will hold. I didn't go after him when he was, you know, trying to, you know, say the thing about atheists. You know, Stalin. I assume he's talking about Mao, Pol Pot, these folks killing in the name of atheism. Because I think the atheists need to take responsibility that they attempt to dodge that. They'll say,
were they killing in the name of atheism or killing in the name of the state?
They're killing in the name of the state, but the atheism
power
is part of their philosophy. And okay. So I'm willing to, yeah, okay, I'm there with you. But with, you know, that portion of it. But you can't slip the noose on people killing in the name of God. And you certainly can't claim that the only view of God is the only true view of God is from the Bible. So, you know, no.
So we were talking about this guy, Robert Daugherty, who is a former congressional candidate in Tennessee. He was facing, and still is in theory, facing time in prison for basically threatening people, threatening a Muslim community in New York. He planned to go and burn their mosque down, burn maybe some of their houses down. Says they're going to build. He said, "We will burn down their buildings if anyone attempts to harm us in any way. Our stand gunner will take them down from 350 yards away." And he says the standoff gunner would be me. And this was among
apparently he's been drinking while writing these things. And you know, a lot of people say a lot of dumb things on Facebook, and some of them drink when they do it.
Well, I don't know if he was just writing on Facebook. He was plotting with an undercover FBI agent, yep, as well as several other individuals, and had armed himself as well. So, I mean, it seemed like he was moving forward with this particular murderous plot. But nonetheless, a judge has ordered him to be released into home confinement in the custody of two family members, undergoes psychiatric treatment, according to RawStory.com. Avoid using alcohol or drugs. He's claiming that he has overcome his addiction to prescription medication.
Hallelujah!
And no longer drinks alcohol, so therefore he is no longer a risk to anybody. He is just totally fine and should not face any kind of consequence for the threats that he made. The Daugherty, who spoke at last year's Operation American Freedom protest, must wear an electronic monitoring device and stay off the internet while under home confinement, at least until he is sentenced ultimately to whatever that will be. Two members of the Muslims of America, which is headquartered in Hancock, New York, wrote to the judge last month to object to the plea arrangement, saying, quote, "We find it ironic and disappointing that Mr. Daugherty stated during his terror attack planning that he wished not to die while killing the residents of Islamburg, and instead he wished to return home to the family that he loved. Now he is indeed home under house arrest and being cared for by the family who provides him love and comfort. Where is the punishment for his evil and criminal actions?" Where indeed. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guarantee quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course you can join us here toll free. Bring up whatever you want. You can talk about religion. You can talk about this crazy man, Robert Dockard, who was going to murder people in a Muslim community in New York and has now basically not quite gotten off completely, but it's looking good for him. He's been released into home confinement because the judge has said it has not been proven to her that it is a true threat, that this man's words that were recorded, that he posted on Facebook about wanting to set people's homes and buildings on fire and then shoot them if they tried to stop him. And he wanted to do this with a group of people and had plotted this. And, you know, anybody else in the situation who might have been of a Muslim viewpoint would likely be treated very, very differently. Do you disagree? Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. Also, what's going on in Greece? For those of you just tuning in, maybe you haven't heard. The people in Greece have voted no on the referendum that was to decide whether or not they were going to accept the new proposed austerity measures with another bailout package from the EU and the IMF. They've said no to that. So now what? Well, apparently there's a plan for a haircut, according to the Financial Times at FT.com. Greeks are preparing contingency plans for a possible bail-in of depositors amid fears the country is heading for financial collapse. Bankers and business people with knowledge of the measures said on Friday the plans, which call for a haircut of at least 30% on deposits above 8,000 euro, sketch out an increasingly likely scenario for at least one bank, say the sources. The Greek bail-in could resemble the rescue plan agreed by Cyprus in 2013, wherein customers' funds were seized to shore up the banks, with a haircut imposed on uninsured deposits over 100,000 euro.
This is the perfect opportunity for people to get into Bitcoin.
Yes, it is.
The fact is that anybody who's got their money.
But it might be too late.
That's true for the. I'm sorry for the people in Greece, but yeah. What you need to understand is that every I don't know how many governments have to decide that they're just going to give these haircuts, as they're calling it, steal 30%, 40% of people's money out of their bank accounts before people are like, well, I'm not putting my money in the bank no more.
It's a haircut. It's not a scalping.
It couldn't happen here in America. Well, I guess you just don't you don't know that Roosevelt confiscated everybody's gold, do you?
So deposits, people with accounts more than 8,000 euros might be losing 30%. Let's go first, though, to your calls. We'll talk more about the haircut plans in a moment. David is in Asheville listening to WWNC. Hey, David.
Hey.
Welcome, sir.
Just a quick comment about God and hurting other people.
Yes.
This is probably not what everyone believes, but I've been in church all my life, and I've always understood that when that the New Testament, Old Testament, there's a new covenant that starts, and the New Testament seems to be pretty clear that honoring the king and rendering unto Caesar is the way to go. So I'm certain some people who take up arms presently and go after other folks, claim they're doing it in the name of God. But at the same time, I thought it was just worthwhile to point out that most, if not all, churches I've been to, they pretty much believe in following the laws of the land.
Yeah, I think that that's true with churches today, and I don't think for a second that most Christians would agree that going after and killing people is a good idea. But
if the law says to do it, then it's okay. Is that the idea?
I think there's a part of this that's kind of messed up. So No, I don't think that Romans 13 means that you're supposed to obey the government. Because are you giggling?
Oh, that was about the go after other people part.
Okay. I think it's important to address this Romans 13 issue, which is this, that somehow, Christians are supposed to follow whatever the government says. And, the government killed Christians at one point. They killed Jews. They, they killed slaves. They imprisoned people. And the government is a bunch of people that use force and violence to get what they want. And they have used, over time, the Christian religion and other religions to get what they want. It has become a convenient tool for them. But in the past, it wasn't a convenient tool, and Christians ran from the government. When Jesus said, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, he didn't say that the money in that person's pocket was Caesar's. He said, pull out the coin and look at whose face is on it. And they said, whose face is on it? They said, Caesar. And he said, well, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. If I pull out a dollar bill, I see Abraham Lincoln's face on it. That doesn't mean that it's Abraham Lincoln's $5 bill. That doesn't mean it's Abraham Lincoln's $5 bill, does it?
I see exactly what you mean.
So I don't think that the Bible is trying to say that, or at least, if those are the words of God, and those are the only ones that I'm interested in the Bible, if those are the words of God, then it's because, as far as I'm concerned, Paul shouldn't even be in the Bible, a big fat pretender. But the word of God, if that is in fact the word of God, God did not say you should honor the government.
Yeah, I think David was actually in agreement with us from the word go on this. David, any other thoughts you want to share?
No, that was pretty much it. I just thought it would be an interesting point of view to share.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. The toll-free number is 855-453. But he's right. There is a real problem with churches in America and maybe in the rest of the world. I'm not sure how popular it is in the rest of the world, this viewpoint that you should do as the government says. That's what God's will is. And there is a real, perspective on that, and that's, I think, unfortunate. I think it's, it encourages obedience, and it's one of the reasons why I like the free church movement. It's one of the reasons why the Shire Free Church was founded. The basic concept being that there's too many state-obedient churches out there, too many churches that will worship God alongside worshiping the flag and worshiping the state. Maybe you can even argue they worship the state higher than they worship
God. They worship America, Jesus.
Yeah. And the free church movement says, wait a minute, the church existed before the government. The church should exist separate from the government, that churches shouldn't ask governments for permission to exist in the first place. But yet there are a lot of churches out there who, when they form their church, they go to the government and they ask, well, what permission slips do we need to fill out so we can have ourselves a church? Well, no, you create your church and then hopefully the government will recognize it as a church. That's the struggle that the Shire Free Church is having. But I love the idea of the free churches separating from the government, not engaging in government promises and programs and obedience and encouraging people to worship the state. So I'm a big fan of that. That's why I'm one of the ministers in the Shire Free Church, which is not a Christian church necessarily. It is an interfaith church. So Muslims are welcome. Christians are welcome. Anyone who is of peace and anyone who does not wish to worship the state, who does not want to be a part of a church that would be perceived of as worshiping the state or encouraging state worship. Because to me, that the state is an evil religion. It's a religion that encourages violence.
When Paul
excuses it.
Yeah, well, I think that Paul started that with the saying that God gave the government the sword, the man of the government the sword, suggesting that, you know, that it's his right to use it. And if you believe that, then you have to claim that God gave Stalin the sword when he purged, you know, millions of people. You have to believe God gave Pol Pot the sword. You have to believe God gave Mao the sword. You have to believe God gave Hitler the sword. You have to believe God gave Genghis Khan the sword. Because Paul doesn't say, the people in government at the time were not Christians. Paul does not say that God gave Christian governments the sword and that you should follow them. And if he means something else, you're welcome to call in and give whatever the meaning is that you believe that Paul had here. But I'm of the opinion that Paul had the books of Paul, the writings of Paul, have no business in the Bible, whatever.
If you want to learn more about the Shire Free Church, you can go to church.shiresociety.com. Again, church.shiresociety.com. And we'll continue here in moments. Plenty of time for you to share your thoughts with us. 855-450-FREE. More about the plotted haircut in Greece. You got an account with over 8,000 euro in it. Get ready for at least a 30% shavings, if you will. It's now a shavings account. It's Free Talk Live.
It is the year 91,001 BCE. Witness humanity's origins in Hypercromius, a classic role-playing game for Windows PCs with a story like no other game before. A liberty-oriented experience that is not to be missed. Go to GOG.ninja to get your copy of Hypercromius today. Use the code FTL to get $1 off. Hypercromius. GOG.ninja. Code FTL.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Welcome back to more Free Talk Live. We'll, of course, take your calls about anything you want. More to come about the proposed haircut that is awaiting anyone who is fiscally responsible in Greece. If you get more than 8,000 euro in your account, you may be losing 30% of it, at least according to the Financial Times at FT.com. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in a moment. Something else you could be losing is your privacy. In fact, right now, if you don't have ProXPN, you probably don't really have privacy online because your internet service provider is likely logging every website you visit, every search term you enter, and maybe keeping those logs for several years. Maybe there are criminals trying to sniff out your Wi-Fi packets, like to get your bank account information, credit card information. Well, you can stop those things from happening by getting ProXPN. You can grab it for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and Linux. Go through their easy setup process, and your internet connection will be encrypted at that point, which means your ISP will no longer know what you're using the internet service they're providing you for. They will have no clue because you'll be encrypted thanks to ProXPN. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can go and get their software there, and you'll save 50% off the regular monthly price when you buy their annual account with code FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. And 50, as in 50% off, breaks the price down to around $5 per month. And with that premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth. You get servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. It's really handy stuff. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Don't forget code FTL50 when you're ready to upgrade, because, again, you can get started for free right now at proxpn.com/FTL. And don't forget code FTL50 for a great discount on privacy that is priceless. As we go to your calls and your thoughts, Ralph is in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Ralph.
Thank you for allowing me to express myself once again, guys.
That's what we do here. Go ahead.
Tell me what's Obama's fault.
You should have given him a chance, Mark. You should have given Ralph a chance to not talk about Obama on his own.
Okay, all right. Yes, indeed. Yeah, okay. By the way, what is Obama doing with regard to that situation in Greece? He can't do a darn thing.
What should he do?
Despite his phone and his pen. Because you know what? This man needs to learn the lesson that is happening right now in Greece. Now, once again, This man is self-identifying himself as Reagan. Prior to that, he was Lincoln.
Am I having trouble understanding the accent here? He's identifying himself.
Stop being mean. I'm trying to put together what he's saying.
But wait, did you say Reagan?
No, we said Reagan.
Reagan. He's self-identifying He once again self-identifies.
Barack Obama. You're saying Barack Obama is self-identifying as Ronald Reagan?
That's Ronald Reagan, correct. Right.
Okay, it's news to me. I hadn't heard that.
This one, indeed, has a personality disorder, problem.
Is he channeling Ronald Reagan from beyond the grave?
That's right. He has a distorted sense of...
Is this actually a news item? Is this a headline that Barack Obama is saying that he's Ronald Reagan now?
It's not really a headline, but,
So you're speculating. You're saying he likes Ronald Reagan, or what? I'm confused. Well, I'm really confused.
I would like to talk to him as though he's dumb, Ralph. I would like to believe that most people in this country knows the difference between a Reagan and an Obama. Okay.
I can't tell the difference. You know what? Ronald Reagan was all this. Hold on. If you want to compare these two guys, Ronald Reagan said a lot of good stuff about, like, smaller government, but the government grew. I think the statistic, according to Harry Brown, the Libertarian presidential candidate in the year 2000, was like 69%. It grew 69% under Ronald Reagan, the supposedly small government guy. I mean, that sounds pretty much like Obama, right? They seem like the same guy to me.
Actually, there is a huge difference between Reagan and Obama.
Especially didn't Reagan go to war? Obama went to war, barely.
Especially in foreign policy. We really don't know what Obama's foreign policy is, okay?
What do you mean you don't know? It's war, apparently.
Which one? Obama?
Obama and Reagan. Reagan's not so much.
No. Look at how he's dealing with it right now. He's basically like giving everything away to them. But other than that, I don't think Obama can size up or mixture up with Reagan. Now, with regard to himself, identifying with Lincoln, okay, I'm sure that Obama is well aware of the Lincoln-Douglas debate, okay? It has something to do with the issue of race, primarily the issue of slavery, okay, and Negro.
I'm not sure where you're going.
Does anyone else have anything to say about that?
The Lincoln-Douglas debate I've heard about, and I've read some portions of it, but I can't say I've got it memorized. I mean, it's not something that's important to me. And I'm sure at that time
Does Obama has anything to say about the Lincoln-Douglas debate? Because
he's
kind of like project himself with the black race. So talk something about that.
All right, Ralph. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's go on here. 855.
Not sure if he wanted Obama to invade Greece or not.
I don't know, but I mean, Ronald Reagan did get involved in some U.S. militarizing, right? Like,
did you look that up?
Grenada.
Yeah, Grenada.
Yeah.
What did he ran 3 dozen Marines out of it?
5,000 troops.
Yeah, they didn't. How many did they lose?
19.
They lost 19.
Yeah.
Really? Okay. I thought it was essentially
that according
bloodless.
To PolitiFact.com. Let's go to John, listening in Ocean City, New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. John.
Hey, what's happening? Yeah, regarding...
what's happening?
Yeah, I'm a Christian that struggles. You know, I'm not perfect in, by any shape or mean, or any way whatsoever, but my sister's talking about that nonviolent God of the Old Testament that had Israel kill off its enemies. Now, if you really take a look at history, though, one of their enemies were the Assyrians, and the Assyrians would go... and destroy, when they would conquer a kingdom, they would destroy just about everybody, men, women, and children. And for sport, they would take some of the captives back, skin them alive, and then tie them to a post and let the dogs eat them. So,
Is that in the name of God, too?
No, what I'm saying is in the name of their God, Dagon or whatever. But now you had in the name of Caesar, who was treated as God, and you had the people torn apart by animals in Colosseum. So We're not talking about a politically correct age where people were reasonable. We're talking about pagans.
The Phoenicians killed their children, too. There's, you know, the worshippers of Baal did that. And these things are absolutely true. The difficulty I have with this sort of modern equivocation around this is that, and thank you for calling in. Thank you so much for calling in on this, because nobody ever calls in and actually says some stuff like this. Because nobody will even address it. So thank you so much for addressing
it. But listen, can I say this?
Go ahead.
Yep.
All right, you know, about a year or so ago, these two convicts escaped out of prison, and it's a true story too. I don't remember all the details, but it kind of shocked me. They actually broke into a well-to-do man's house with his wife and daughter, and they didn't just rob the guy and say, "Well, give us your cash and we'll be on our way." No, they made sport of it all. They actually raped the mother and daughter, and they actually caved their skulls in. Now, just say that man got a hold of a gun and blew their heads off. Would he be wrong for killing them?
Oh, I don't think he would.
No, if God has deemed, you know, certain members of the human race that have no regard for human life to be marked for extinction, I mean, you can't really judge God for that. I mean,
it has nothing to do with God's judgment on those people. It has to do with God writing a book. Because I am told that the Holy Bible is the unerring word of God, and that God has written through 40-something men, you know, essentially this book that, you know, I mean, it's the word of God. It's words written by God. You'd think that if God wanted me to know that about the Assyrians, the Phoenicians, the Romans, specifically the history surrounding us, he'd have put it in the book. But
you have to just read it from cover to cover.
I have read it from cover to cover, sir. I've read it from cover to cover three times.
Well, here's something. You know this, that it took 120 years for Noah to build the ark, and the people scoffed at him, and they were murderous people. They were murderous people. And
he
they
was
had
600 years old.
To get right with God, and that was plenty of time to get right with God, and you know, you can't blame God. Well, the whole thing is, you see the little Bible tracts. You show a little flower or a little girl holding a flower and say, "God is love." But also, you know, you can't.
God's a psychopath.
God, well, you also credit Siberian tigers and white sharks, too. We need to have a correct picture of God, you know.
You know, so today my son lied to me. He told me a fib. And.
Uh-oh.
You know, God
can learn it from watching
one
you, Dad.
Sin is enough to send you to eternal damnation. Now, if I decided to take a sewing needle and sew my son's lips shut for telling a lie, I'd be a raving lunatic. But God will take his children, whom he doesn't give very clear instructions to. He had the opportunity to write a book, and this book has a lot of begats in it and not a lot of what you're supposed to do. You know, he'll send us to eternal damnation. That's nothing compared to sewing your son's lips shut.
John, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-453. We can talk more about the haircuts coming to Greece, perhaps. Coming up, Hour 3.
Hi, my name's Cody, and I want to tell you about Peacekeeper. Peacekeeper is the world's first decentralized peer-to-peer protection system. We are developing a smartphone app that revolutionizes how people protect one another. Peacekeeper is a disruptive alternative to the status quo.
Peacekeeper is a leap forward in protection services, allowing neighbors to respond far more quickly than police and fire services can. And this is a real community builder, too.
Visit peacekeeper.org and join us.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing being pressed to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.